And, you know, obviously, got to play a little bit, you know, cleaner. I just thought we didn't get off to a great start. And, you know, the possession game as far as, you know, they did a nice shot facing off and, you know, just couldn't get our guys going. I felt, you know, it was offense, you know, struggled to create scoring opportunities. I did think we, you know, did a nice job with our ride. You know, we created some scoring opportunities. We were able to get some ball, you know, opportunities back. You know, defensively, I thought we did a nice job early, and then we just, you know, those turnovers killed us in the sense that they were able to turn those into, you know, scoring opportunities, and they kind of capitalized. So, you know, not only did we not have opportunities to score, but it led to transition from their standpoint. So, you know, give credit to them. They're you know, came up here and, you know, played a good game and kind of thrive in transition and did some good things. And, you know, credit to them. It's a great staff, you know, great team, and, you know, did enough to beat us today for sure.
How do you plan to clean up on, like, unnecessary penalties taken this game moving forward?
You know, we just got to be better in, you know, a couple penalties where, you know, we went off sides once and, you know, we had five poles on at one point, which is just, you know, can't do that against a good team like Duke, and they capitalized on it. So, you know, we have to stress the importance of, you know, being a little cleaner. And, you know, I thought Mandown did a good job considering how many times we did foul. And give them opportunities. So just be a little bit more focused as a coaching staff and be a little bit more focused as our players on the field.
What do you think contributes most to the team's successful 10-man ride?
You know, it starts with Coach Slippo. I think he's done just an excellent job of kind of understanding what teams are trying to do to break it and kind of implementing it. And, you know, our players, it's our identity. It's a big part of it. And our guys, you know, buy into it and, you know, take away, you know, what teams are trying to do. So I think we have a nice understanding of what we're trying to do. You know, I think Coach does a nice job of just putting the other teams in situations that they have to make really hard plays. And, you know, we took advantage of that. So, you know, credit to Coach for, you know, scheme, credit for our guys for executing it. And, you know, I thought that was probably the highlight for us of the game. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the experience of getting to play a top ACC team like Duke?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really appreciate Coach Anowski and his staff for coming up here and playing us in Boston. Not every major team does that. They make you just continue to go down there if you want to play them. And the fact that Coach comes up here and plays us, I really appreciate it. It's great for our program to just see, you know, right now they're 12, but they've been in the top 10 since I've been here the majority of the time. They've won national championships. So for us to just see the type of, you know, lacrosse that needs to be played to play at a championship level, it's great. It's great for us to compete against that and just kind of understand what it takes to take our program to the next level. So, you know, anytime we get an opportunity to do it, even more so in Boston, it's great for our program. And, you know, it was certainly an opportunity for us to play against them and play well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Just finally, what did it mean to have some of the alumni back, you know, in the crowd today supporting you?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it was, you know, homecoming, and, you know, we picked this game once the schedule came out because we knew it would be a, you know, highly competitive game and a game that was going to be important for, you know, our season and how it all played out. And, you know, they came back in droves, and just really excited to hear from alums and that they come back and want to support the program. So, yeah, it was a great crowd despite the weather. And just, you know, just excited that everybody could make it back.